Pella Christian, a 33-13 victory over Sigourney Kyoto last night. We're joined right now on the Hy-Vee Radio Coaches Corner on KNIA KRLS by the Eagles head football coach Rich Kaczmarinski. Coach, first of all, congratulations on the win. I know this game took a lot of preparation, and we certainly had some extra storylines coming in. So all in all, this is a very quality win, I think, for this team.
Oh, I agree. I think you're absolutely right, Eric. I thought our kids played very hard, and it was a game that I think from an emotional standpoint was a big thing for us, you know, to have what happened to us is kind of face some adversity this week with the loss of Caleb and then Michael not being able to play. So I thought our kids really battled both mentally and physically last night.
Coach Kaczmarinski, the thing that I thought was most interesting and just is tracking the progress of the game, when we talked beforehand, you had all these certain things that you wanted to keep an eye on. You know, you wanted to see improvement in the passing game. You were excited about having Derek Van Coten come back. You wanted to see some improvements on the defense. And all of those things came into play. Let's go ahead and start with the night that Derek Van Coten had. I know you were high on him and excited about his opportunities coming back. And, boy, did he have a big night for you. Why was he able to be so successful?
First of all, I mean, Derek's very, very quick, very fast. And I think you saw it last night. I mean, he had a 76-yard run. He rushed for 221 on 12 carries. So, I mean, that's pretty good yards per carry. Also had three catches for another 26 yards. So, you know, we've been saying this all year long. You get Derek Van Coten out in the open field, he's pretty electric. And so part of it last night was us just down at the right play calls and getting him in the open field. And part of it was our offensive line, you know, taking control. And part of it was him being gone a week and being a little hungry and really hitting things the way that he needed to. So I think it's a factor of those three things. But, you know, there were times he just looked electric out there last night, and, you know, he was the fastest guy in the field, and they weren't going to catch him. So I was really, really pleased about that. I really think he stepped up, not only physically but also emotionally, stepped into obviously a couple of roles there for our offense and for our team. So very pleased with his production last night, and very, very pleased for him because he's just a great young man and very deserving.
Coach Kaczmarinski, talking about the passing game, Colton Collins, as you had told me, had looked better in practice than what we had seen in games, and it seemed like he finally had that breakthrough night for you last night, going 10 of 19 through the air. Were things just clicking better for him, or were there other things that were going on schematically that made the passing game more successful for Colton and for his receivers?
I think it's both. I mean, I think I've been saying this for 5 weeks now. Our passing game is better than we've shown in game nights, and I think last night was a breakthrough moment for us. We were able to get the ball to guys out in space and let them run. You know, I think that Sigourney Kyoto was particularly determined to take away our run game. They were loaded up the box, and so that did create some open throwing lanes for our backs. In fact, I never really was concerned about the coverage. They were blitzing a lot, and I was concerned about our pass pro and being able to keep guys off of Colton long enough for him to get the ball off. And I think Colton did a good job of that. So there was definitely some opportunities from what they were doing schematically. You know, they just weren't basically trying to cover our passes. So we definitely tried to take advantage of that.
Pella Christian head football coach Rich Kaczmarinski joining us right now on the Hy-Vee Radio Coaches Corner on KNIA KRLS. Again, the Eagles, a 33-13 victory last night over Sigourney Kyoto in non-district play. Coach, the other thing we talked about that was a big storyline going into the matchup with the Cobras was the single-wing offense. It's really hard to prepare for an offense like that in a short span of time, so that put some pressure on your defense, and they answered the call. Again, assignment football from that standpoint, it seems like your guys just did a lot of things right and did it a little bit shorthanded, again, missing Caleb Morgan and Michael Mason on the defensive side as well.
Yeah, I thought our defense played very, very tough. They ended up with 143 yards rushing on 43 carries, which is, you know, basically a little more than 3 yards a pop. So, you know, with a single-wing offense, you know, 4 days of preparation, I thought our guys really responded well. I thought, I thought our defense tightened up as the game went on. You know, really, they only scored 7 points on our defense the whole night. We gave up a kickoff return for a touchdown. So had we, you know, avoided that kickoff return, you know, you're looking at a 33-7 game, or maybe even I think we shut them out. Honestly, I think they don't get the score late. I mean, it was 3 minutes to go in the fourth quarter when they actually cracked the scoreboard. So I was really proud. I thought that we handled their deception. The single wing is a very deceptive offense. A lot of spinning, a lot of faking, and a lot of trapping. And so I thought we did a good job of reading their pulling guards. Surprisingly enough, the area that probably they hurt us the most was their throwing game. I think he ended up with, he was 7-14 for 102, which is not a tremendous amount of yards, but they had some key third down conversion catches that kept drives alive. In fact, they had a had a 22-play drive, believe it or not. But, however, you know, and here's the exciting news for Pella Christian is they didn't score. You know, and that's one thing I'm really proud of our defense. We may give a few yards here and there, but we are very, very tough, particularly on the goal line. They actually had a first and goal on the 3-yard line, did not score. They actually gave the ball back to us on the 17. We actually thrown them for, you know, about a 14-yard loss in a span of 4 plays. So, again, that type of mentality is priceless. I love our attitude on defense. They're just not going to score. So that's a real highlight from last night.
Coach Kaczmarinski, let's talk about moving forward with this Pella Christian football team, now getting ready to go on the road to Ogden. As you go back to practice next week, are there certain things that you're wanting to add in that are new? I know we always talk about new wrinkles. Do you make any changes at this point in time in the season or add some things to the playbook?
Well, I think so. You know, what's that old saying? You know, necessity is the mother of invention. You know, one of the things that's true is that, Lord willing, we'll have Michael Mason back next week and Derek Van Coten back next week. And so from a pure necessity standpoint, you know, we're looking and saying, well, how do we get – both those guys are pretty special ball carriers and pretty special pass receivers, and so how do we get them the ball? So I think, you know, as an offensive staff, we got some work to do this week to kind of dial in, you know, what the future of our offense looks like without Caleb Morgan and with Michael Mason and Derek Van Coten back in the backfield.
Coach Kaczmarinski, a final question, and we'll let you get going on this. The victory last night over Sigourney Kyoto improves you now to 5-0 overall. I wanted to talk to you a little bit about just your captains and your leaders on this team. How do they balance the confidence that I'm sure they're feeling right now, but at the same time putting that in perspective and staying focused on the task at hand?
Well, I'm not worried about the second part very much because we have a pretty down-to-earth leadership. I mean, Adam Howerzile, is a very focused individual. And I talked to the team last night in post-game, and I really kind of put him up because he's kind of been the glue to me that's kind of held our team together through thick and thin, and he's done just a tremendous job. And, you know, whether we're up, whether we're down, Adam is focused and he's ready to go. And I really challenged Michael Mason and Caleb Morgan last night that they were still captains and they needed to lead from the sidelines even though they weren't padded up. And they did a great job as that as well. You know, Josh Van Gorp is our fourth captain, and he's just a very, very steady, you know, focused individual as well. And they know what they need to do, and so they're not going to get too high, not going to get too low. And then I really appreciate some of what I would call our other leaders, particularly guys like, you know, Derek Van Coten and, Mason Howerzile and Colton Collins and Blake Riggin, Riley Sturzma. Those are all guys that, you know, Travis Veenstra is a really emotional spark plug for us. So I think that we have a nice blend of guys who, you know, are serious and, you know, detail managed, and we also have some emotional guys that kind of get guys fired up. So we have a nice blend, but that's going to be a key for us as we kind of come down the stretch here. You know, we're 5 weeks into it, and we're 5-0, and we're exactly where we wanted to be. And now it's a question of, kind of sustaining your energy, you know, and as you finish strong, so to speak. So that's going to be our goal, that we can finish strong. And right now, honestly, the best way to do that is just focus on one game at a time. I know it's an old coaching mantra. It kind of sounds cliche-ish, but it's really true. You know, we're going to go right now and focus on Ogden and take care of business and worry about the next 3 games when they come.
All right. Well, Coach, as always, we appreciate the time. Congratulations on the victory. We want to wish you the best of luck moving forward, and we'll catch up with you soon.
Eric, I appreciate the coverage.
Once again, Pella Christian head football coach Rich Kaczmarinski. Eagles, a 33-13 victory last night over Sigourney Kyoto. Back in action in district play next week on the road at Ogden. More of the Hy-Vee Radio Coaches Corner next on KNIA KRLS.